vista, baby.
Tuned in to the Pop Drones show. That right there was a brand new one by Daily Life from, I believe, Rhode Island. Taken from a incredibly limited flexi square 7-inch lathe cut. Picked up just a few weeks ago from Mimaroglu. Some pretty good stuff there. I guess they had an LP issued sometime last year on Load Records. Plenty of great new stuff to get to you this week. New stuff by Apache Dropout, Pheromones, The Feeling of Love, TV Ghost, Ken's Tino, Lust for Youth, a little sneak peek of the Holy Cobras album coming out pretty soon. Just got in the new Homo Stupids and the Puffy Areolas side of their split with Purling Hiss for their Record Store Day 12-inch. Hope everyone had a good Record Store Day. Right now, going to get back into it. This is a new one here by a local band, Student Teacher.
Yeah. their tongue, which had seasoned in the sun. But these are miserable avenues I travel. La la la. Jordan or Jay, who's your play? What do you earn? How much you get paid? What are your hobbies? Which is your fate?
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the April edition of Discorder, you can check out cover girl Kellarissa, read up on Sun Wizard, Louise Burns, and the Cave Singers, learn about music waste, and check out fabulous art by Andrew Pomeroy.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones Show. Last track we heard there was from France's Feeling of Love, a brand new record on Born Bad called Dissolve Me. That song was We Are Out of Tune, and the Pheromones from the UK before that with News Agent Hop, taken from their ridiculously limited On the Anti-Climb Paint 12-inch. I think just 100 copies of that circulated. Real Numbers before that from their new 7-inch on Florida's Dying. Tear It in Two's name of the song. Real Numbers are from Minneapolis. Vancouver's own Student Teacher with their new cassette on the local label Geographing. Faulty Stance was the song that we heard. And Daily Life before that from their 7-inch square flexi lathe. That song was called My Time. Right now we're going to get into Lenguas Largas. This is I Feel.
Thank you. it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones show, double shot from two bands from Indiana. TV Ghost from Lafayette with their new LP on In the Red Mass Dream. The Inheritors was the song that we heard, and before that, Apache Dropout from Bloomington, Indiana, with their new LP on Family Vineyard. Run Peacock Run was the name of the song from their self-titled record. And Lenguas Largas with I Feel. They are from Tempe, Arizona, I believe, somewhere in Arizona. New record on Tic Tac Totally. And that was it for that set there. Right now, we've got one from Holy Cobras. This is actually record's not quite out yet. This is going to be released by Telephone Explosion in the coming weeks. This is Night Fighter Part 1.
Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. A last track we heard there was from Magic Jake and the Power Crystals, Brains of Rats. For those that might not know, Magic Jake is actually Bobby Harlow, who spends most of his time in, or spent most of his time in The Go, who have actually just recently changed their name to Conspiracy of Owls. The Go had a few records on Sub Pop there, with Jack White from the White Stripes playing on their very first record. Recently announced by Burger Records, who put out this Magic Jake cassette, they will be putting out a 5-cassette box set of all unreleased and hard-to-find Go material in the coming weeks here. So, yeah, Go fans unite there for that one. Beelines from their new 12-inch on Nominal and Deranged. A song there was In the Red. Predator before that with You from their new LP on Douche Master. And Holy Cobras starting the set off there with Night Fighter Part 1 from their new LP, forthcoming on the Telephone Explosion label. Holy Cobras from Ottawa. Right now we're going to play a fairly new track here from a band from Charlotte, North Carolina. They're called Brain Flannel, and White Lung and New Sensei, as they trek across the United States in the coming weeks, will be playing a show with these guys here. So, yes, enjoy.
Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is? Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track was Ice Age from their new LP, New Brigade. Never Return was a song, Ice Age from Denmark. Women in Prison from Austin, Texas. Before that, with their new 7-inch on Hozak, Birth of Rot was a song. Brain Flannel from Charlotte, North Carolina, who will be supporting or playing with White Lung and New Sensei when both those bands hit Charlotte sometime in May, I believe. Anyways, the name of that song was So Dim. Right now, I'm going to get into some a little bit more thuggish type stuff here. This is a new one from the brand new Homo Stupid's 12-inch. This song is called Our Companion.
Thank you.
Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Providian, new duo with a former member of Sword Heaven and another guy from a band called American Jobs. New LP on Amethyst Sunset, followed by A Wraith. That was the name of the song that we heard as well. And Puffy Areolas from Ohio, from their split with Purling Hiss, released by Permanent Records on Record Store Day. That song was My Hell. And also from Ohio there, Oh Homo Stupids, from their new 12-inch Strawberry Orange Peach Banana, just issued by Fashionable Idiots, and Our Companion was the name of the song there. I'm going to move into some slightly lighter and quite different stuff here. This is taken from the newest Ken Sino cassette, just issued by NNA. This is called Driving Into Light Blustery Day.
Thank you.
still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Getting ready to sign off here. We got Luke Meat with A Noise coming up next. That last track there was Radio People with the song Sanctuary, taken from a new cassette called Avalon, and that was issued just recently on the... what tape label is that here? Doesn't even say. Radio People, also known as Sam Goldberg, who has done some stuff with most of the guys from Emeralds, including the duo Mist with John Elliott. Ken Sino before that with a new tape on NNA, Driving Into Light, Blustery Day, was the song that we heard from An Invisible Surfer on Invisible Waves. Gonna end things off here with a final track from... this is easily one of the greatest things that I've heard this year, if not in a while. Kind of hard to place. A cassette released on a new label called Brunch Group, run by the main guy behind Rangers, who issued that great LP on the Old English Spelling Bee last year. Anyways, Volcanic Tongue had picked this tape up and raving all about it, and I went and found the tape's website, and they had a sample, and picked one up right away. Actually ended up selling out, and no sooner than that was it announced that Not Fun will actually be picking this up on vinyl. So if you miss the tape, you'll be able to grab it on wax. Hopefully in the coming months here, you'll hear all about it, I'm sure, as it gets closer. So this is KW Jazz, one guy. Apparently this is his very first release. We're just going to play a bit of an excerpt from the second side here, and after that we got Luke Meat, and I will see you next week. Thank you.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns. On